Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. This is Lock and Load. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to have an organic conversation, which means we're going to start out with something and then we're going to see where it goes. And I'm going to have it with the student of the gun, Paul Markle, because we were just having one and then Paul stopped talking. And I thought for a second I was having a stroke. I was like, I was just hearing things and now it just stopped all of a sudden. And that was when Paul said, we just need to do this on air. So let's do this on air. You were just, and let's start with this again. What's the name of this gentleman that you were speaking with? And
Charles Brown, or Charlie Brown for his friends, from
right.
MKS Supply. We had him on as a guest on the show last week on Student of the Gun Radio.
Right.
And we're talking about the state of the industry and how sales are, in a word, soft right now. And we mentioned things like, you know, with how our industry has become reactive instead of proactive, and we're constantly just reacting to political whims and political decisions and, you know, pandemics and all this other stuff. And that's not a good recipe for success when it comes to business. And so we kind of had a conversation about, like, well, what can we do and what should we be doing? I don't know if you've noticed that from your end, but you know, our industry, we've fallen into this reactionary method or mode or way of doing business, where we wait for a panic and then we try and supply
the
demand to the panic. Yeah, serve the panic. Then when the panic's over, you know, we don't have sales, and we're like, why don't we have sales? Well, we can't ride panic forever. It's just not a viable business model.
Well, you know, so I have my people telling me that nobody in the gun industry is spending any money right now because they're afraid to, right? And at the same time, you look at the stats, and we just went through the 47th month in a row where 1 million-plus guns have been sold. And with these people buying these 1 million-plus guns, they need ammo. And they might want a flashlight for their handgun or optic or something. They're going to want various. And most of these people that buy a gun, they might buy a second gun, right? If they take it out and shoot and enjoy it and everything else. So I sit back and I'm constantly in the state with the gun industry. Always seems to go, for me, the way I look at it. And you were just talking about the panic. Remember when 2016 was coming up. 2016's coming up. Everybody, even Donald Trump, thinks it's going to be President Hillary Clinton. And every distributor out there has spent, they've leveraged the house and they've spent the kids' college fund and everything. They're all buying AR-15s because, my God, this is going to be a seller's market. And then
the hag. Yeah, the hag is going to become the president.
Right.
And her. She's going to, like, gun control this and gun control that.
And then she loses.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of these guys are sitting. I know of a couple of, I've heard about a couple of distributors that went out of business because the AR-15 market cratered, because then all of a sudden they thought, because everybody was in the industry going, Donald Trump won, so we're safe. What do we do now?
Right. And that is the absolute, you know, I don't know where, how we got to that point as an industry, but I mean, I kind of do, but we should have learned our lesson during the first reign of the match with Comrade Barry. When Comrade Barry Sotero started carping about gun control, the ammo disappeared. Remember that?
Right.
The ammo disappeared from the shelves. You couldn't buy a 22.
Nope.
Right? I knew guys who were running gun shops that they had policies like, you have to buy a gun to get ammo. And he told me, he's like, look, people are coming, I want to buy a case. He's like, I'm not selling you a case because nobody's going to buy a gun from me if I can't sell them ammunition. Right?
Right.
And I can't move guns. Somebody's going to buy a gun and say, okay, I want ammo. And they tell them, oh, I don't have any ammo for that. They're like, well, forget it then. He said, so he had to start doing, and he didn't jack his prices up, but he's like, look, this is the reality of the situation. I'm not selling, ammo to people, or it was like chip boxes or something like that. It was a smart thing. It wasn't like that cheaper than mud company that decided to do, essentially gang rape the American gun owner. We should have learned. We should have learned a lesson because, like you said, there used to be people lost their shirts when the Obama bubble popped.
Yeah.
There were guys that, like you said, took out $1 million mortgages and $1 million business loans to tool up ARs, and then the bubble burst, and were stuck. They should have learned their lesson. And shame on them if they didn't. And shame on them for engaging or what are they supposed to do? You're supposed to be a smart businessman. That's what you're supposed to do. Your job as a business owner is supposed to be smarter than the consumer. That's your job. And if you're allowing a panicked consumer to drive you, you're like, yeah, but that's where the money is for now. And that all leads us back to, what do we do with these panicked consumers? What do we do with the normies? What do we do with the new gun owners? What do we do with the people that vote for Democrats that all of a sudden decide they need to buy guns?
You're breaking up on me as you're going. It's like you're turning your head or something. What are you doing?
Oh, dear Lord. I haven't moved.
Okay. I'm wanting to hear all this stuff. I'm wanting to hear all. Anyway.
It's the satellites.
Yeah.
Are we coming up on a break?
We are coming up on a break in about a minute and a half.
Okay.
The thing with this is that this is sort of the way it's settled down, hasn't it? I mean, back in the time you're talking about it, with the Obama bubble after in 2013, after all of that happened after Sandy Hook, right?
Yeah.
And remember, everybody thought this was it. SHOT Show happened. They were in the middle of SHOT Show when Obama gave that speech. And people were going out and they were buying the most stripped down DPMS model at Academy Sports, waiting in line to get that gun, getting on GunBroker and selling it for $2,000.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
So, I don't know. When you talk about learning the lesson, we don't seem to have done that. Very susceptible to suggestion.
I wonder why that would be.
Why do you think that would be?
Well, I mean, look at the human brain. Most human brains are completely malnourished. They're malnourished and they're undernourished. And look at the amount of seed oils that are going into the American diet, the amount of omega-6s. And that negatively affects the impulse control section of the brain. And when you don't have impulse control, you become essentially a slave to emotion, a slave to fear, a slave to panic, whatever, a slave to depression. And it's a very, very real problem.
You can find the good professor at studentofthegun.com. That's where it all begins. That's where it all starts. That's where it all happens. And the reason I like Paul is Paul is an iconoclast. He's not afraid to go after something and say, well, this is, which is exactly what we're doing right now, because we're both going to be discarded tomorrow by the gun industry as heretics. Anyway, hang on 1 second. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming soon to a podcast near you, Paul Markle and Bill Frady are going to have a podcast called What Is Said in the Breaks.
Oh, man, what was said in the break?
What was said in the breaks, yep. So we were just talking about the problem with the pattern that has emerged since, do you think it was the assault weapon ban, the so-called assault weapon ban, that got everybody into this mindset to where when they start talking about it, it's imminent, they're going to do it?
Yeah, well, not yes and no, I guess. I don't know. What what really changed the world was that. And you know how you remember Limbaugh said that liberalism always generates the exact opposite of its stated intent.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And he has never been proven wrong with that.
Nope.
And so if you think about it, in the early 90s, 91, 92, 93, whatever, in the United States of America, the AR-15 was a niche item, right?
Right.
There were only a relatively small amount of gun owners who actually engaged in that tactical stuff. Tactical was nothing. There was, you know, people are like, everything tactical now. Everything's got the word tactical in front of it. In the late 80s and early 90s, that was extremely rare.
Right.
And there was maybe four companies in America that were producing black rifles, and there was two companies in America making the lower receivers, and they were just carving other people's names into them.
Right.
So the market was very small. So what do? They came along and they said their stated purpose was, we're going to reduce the amount of gun violence. That never happened.
Right.
Not Sandy Hook, but the Columbine happened smack dab in the middle, 5 years into the assault.
99, yep, sure did.
And we had a freaking a school massacre when they promised us that that would never happen again. They promised us if we surrendered our rights that they would keep us safe. It was a lie. But people who had no interest whatsoever in the black rifle, in self-loading rifles, in AKs or whatever, come 2004, when it expires, now all of a sudden that's new and fresh and interesting, and it has become what? Americans always want, like it or not, what they're told they can't have. And I think most humans want what they're told they can't have.
Sure.
Look at the gun porn industry in Japan. I mean, they have gotten to the point where they can make airsoft guns that are almost indistinguishable from real firearms. Because theirs don't have stupid orange tips, because if you see a kid walking on the street with a gun, everybody knows it's an airsoft gun because there's no possible way it's a real gun. Right?
Right.
So, but, and the glossy coffee table books filled with super cool gun photos are very popular over there because they can't have it. It's a forbidden fruit.
Right.
That's why they fly to Vegas and plunk down $500 at these indoor ranges to shoot things that they can't do at home. So in the United States, we were told from 94 to 2004, you're not allowed to have that. Right. Well, then in 2004, all of the manufacturers were like, well, let's see what the American people want. And the American people who, if the Democrats would have just left it alone, the quote unquote assault weapons market would have stayed. I think it would have stayed a niche, low end, a small percentage.
Right.
Right. But what did they do? They turned it into the forbidden fruit.
Right.
They told people they couldn't have it. And so Americans did what Americans always do. They're like, well, what is it about this thing that these people are telling me I can't have? And they drove it. They took the AR-15 from being an unusual item to being the number one centerfire rifle in America because of their behavior.
Right.
And that's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing for freedom. It's a good thing for liberty. It's a good thing for Americans. But the problem that we did and a good friend of mine pointed this out a few years ago to me, and we were having a conversation, and I couldn't fault him. He said, we were so excited about selling people stuff, we forgot to teach them or educate them on why it was important. We were so excited to sell people black rifles, and that we forgot that they needed to understand why the black rifle was important and why it's not just a gun. It's not a toy. It's an instrument of liberty. We just assumed that you know, gun ownership equals education. Gun ownership equals, you know, a desire for freedom and liberty and so forth. We assumed that, and we were wrong.
Right.
And, you know, we had that off-the-air conversation with Dave about, you know, sports shooters. And I talked to a friend of mine a few years ago, and he said, man, if I went to one of these matches, these IPSC, USPSA matches.
Right.
He said, I participated in it, and we were done, and we all as a group walked back to our cars. He said all of them took their guns and put them up, and he said I was the only one out of the group of all these master shooters wearing a gun. Nobody else had a gun up. So what does that tell you? Just because somebody's a master class competition shooter doesn't mean they understand fundamental liberty. Fundamental liberty. Keep and bear means to own and to carry, to have control over and to have possession of. Not just to, you know, it's in my safe, locked in the basement. No, it's supposed to be attached to your body. That's an armed citizen.
There, yeah. But the most important part of that, and you know what, we're going to hold that for the next segment so we can really expand upon it. Paul, you can find Paul at studentofthegun.com. Now, when I say you can do that, you're not just finding one thing there. You're going to find video lessons or video reviews or the show that's on Apple TV or the books, which he doesn't even know how many books. You see, I'm not asking him how many because he don't know. He don't know how many books he's written. Lots of books, lots of books. I've got a stack of them behind me right now. Lots of books on all kinds of things, because a infantryman is not as simple a soul as you might think. They are highly specialized machines with a very unique set of skills that when they bring them into the modern battlefield, well, this is why infantry is the queen of battle, because of the guys that actually press it. And Paul illustrates that on a regular basis. Studentofthegun.com, he is the professor there, of course. He does a lot of videos where I think he's purposely poking fun at me, but I don't care. Because I like him so much. And we'll be right back. We're going to get to the point of this conversation very shortly. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. The U.S. economy grew faster than expected in the second quarter as labor market resilience underpinned consumer spending, while businesses boosted investment in equipment, potentially keeping a much-feared recession at bay. GDP increased at a 2.4% annualized rate last quarter, the Commerce Department said in their advance estimate of second quarter GDP numbers on Thursday. President Biden is laying out his plan to combat extreme heat conditions gripping the country. The president announces that he wants Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu to issue a heat hazard alert.
It clarifies that workers have federal heat-related protections. We should be protecting workers from hazardous conditions, and we will. And those states where they do not, I'm going to be calling them out.
Tim Berg,
USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Lock and Load, talking to the professor from the Student of the Gun, that being Paul Markle. The point of this is one of the issues in the gun industry, and the point you're trying to make, is none of this stuff means anything if people don't understand about the right. Is that correct?
That's right. Exactly. Rights can only be stolen when people are ignorant of them. That's why they changed U.S. government to social studies. When I went to school, the class that we took was called U.S. government.
Right.
And it started with the Constitution, with an examination of the Constitution, with an examination of the Bill of Rights, of all the amendments. We went through the branches of government, limitation of powers, and so on and so forth. And when I was in high school, you had to graduate successfully from that class. That was a requirement. It wasn't an elective. And you didn't get to graduate from high school unless you passed that class. Today, it's social studies. And, my son graduated from high school 15 years ago, I think, or 13 years ago or something like that. And I ask him, and I can only imagine what it's like today. Do they even address it? We've had people send us pictures, photos of their kids' textbooks, where the textbook says the Second Amendment of the Constitution, it gives the National Guard the right to possess guns. They're printing textbooks that say stuff like that.
Right.
And if you're, how many parents go through their kids' textbooks?
I don't think mine ever did, but of course that was in the 60s and the 70s. Yeah.
They just assumed that the teachers were teaching what they should, the right information correctly, and that they had the best interest of the country and the children in mind.
Yeah.
We can't assume that anymore.
Oh, no. No, it's not about it. It's not reading, writing, and arithmetic anymore. If it were, it'd be so much simpler. So much simpler. I would like that so much. But it is not. And this is the thing, and I've heard this said before. Have you ever heard some of these guys get out there and they'll be like, I don't want to be political?
Oh yeah, yeah. We talk about guns, not politics. And I won't say, because I'm a nice guy. What I would say to them, if I was two scotches in, would be, you're a fool, because guns are politics, and you cannot separate an instrument of liberty from the discussion. If you do that, you're like, we don't want to talk about politics, we want to talk about guns. Well, here's the deal. Politics, you know, or I don't like politics. That's nice, but politics likes you.
Yeah.
And there are people who get up every day and their goal is, how can we control the masses today? What can we do to gain control over the masses? And how can we keep control over the masses? And you deciding that you want to ignore that is not going to change it. And that's just like saying, I'm going to ignore the wolf that's eating my foot and it'll go away. But the idea that people say, well, all guns, no politics, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's childish. It's childish. And I understand the desire, like it's this childish belief that it's like the kid who closes his eyes and thinks that bad things will go away, you know. We're going to talk about fun stuff and toys and blah, blah, blah. Here's the deal. We need to talk about liberty first, not the company. You know, first and foremost, if you look at a gun as a thing you collect, or as a, like our friend Dave says, as a golf club, or, you know, a 2x4 or whatever, if you're looking at that as, it's nice to participate in games and hobbies. We like, you know, hobbies are fine. Games are fine. But without liberty, none of it matters.
Right.
None of it matters. You know, people say to me all the time, they're like, oh, well, you need to calm down about bad mouth in Europe because Europeans are allowed to own guns. I said, all right, let's go ahead and dissect that statement that you just made.
Mm-hmm.
Europeans are allowed. So they have the privilege. How do they get that privilege? Well, if they get that privilege by they fill out the correct forms and they are interviewed, and then if they're approved by several bureaucrats have to, you know, sign off, and then if they're approved, then they have to give us money and purchase permits and licensing fees and so forth. And then after all of that, then they're allowed to exercise ownership over it until we decide they're not. That, you know, when people would say, Europeans can own guns, or I live in France and I own a gun, and my response is, are you carrying one right now? Well, no, of course not. Like, well, then you know nothing about liberty, you know nothing about freedom, and you're not a citizen, you're a servant. You're a servant to the government. If you disbar the citizen the right to keep and bear arms, they are no longer citizens. Voting doesn't make you a citizen. Where in the Bill of Rights is the word vote?
I don't remember where that is. I don't think there's any right to it.
There is no vote in there because our founders were smart men. They understood that you first have to secure liberty, that men with rifles have to secure liberty. And once liberty is secured, then we can vote.
Right.
Now that liberty is secured, we can have voting. That's how we keep things civil.
Right.
But they understood that you cannot vote yourself into liberty. And promising people the right to vote while denying them the ability to be armed does not give them freedom. The people of North Korea are allowed to vote every year.
Sure. And they're told what their vote's going to be, too, yeah.
Saddam Hussein held elections. Are those people free? The people of North Korea have freedom because they're allowed to vote? Voting doesn't make you free. Voting does not give you liberty.
Well,
the only people on planet Earth who are truly free are those who can be armed without permission. From the state, from the king, from their masters, from the czar, the emperor, whoever it happens to be. And when that's taken away, if we, you know, if we lose liberty in America, where else do we go to get it? We get on ships and go to Australia?
Well,
where do we go to secure liberty?
I don't think most people, you know, one of the things I tell a lot of people is joining the NRA, the GOA, voting, all of that stuff, that's great. But when you have these representatives with the NRA, the GOA, when you have these representatives in government, you got to watch them. You got to make sure that they understand they're on a short leash, that they are elected, which means we put you there, we'll take you out of there. But what you're describing, when you're securing liberty, for example, in the Battle of Athens, that was where they had to go back and secure liberty in order to get a fair election, which they ended up having to do. I don't know if we could have that kind of a day like it is now. Coming up on the last break. Student of the gun.com. This is where Mr. Markle plies his trade. He and Jared and Zach put up all kinds of media. They put up all kinds of instructional media. They have many videos about the, I mean, most people's out there, what's a bug out bag? What's a this? What's a that? They address all of that. They address all of that. And, well, it's a one-stop shop if you need to know things. This is a knowledge hub. And they will, as James Yeager used to say, they'll teach you as a good person how to kill a bad person. It's lovely. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The last time on the firing line, talking to Paul Markle, we're talking about the issues today that we see in the gun industry. We have sort of worked ourselves into this the habit of panic buying. When and at the same time, I'm sitting around. There's been over a million guns sold for the last 47 months. So 47 million guns that we know of sold in the last 47 months, and we're sitting here and thinking the market is bad. Is that what I'm led to believe?
Yeah, well, you know, it's the sales are all artificial. They're not natural. You know, when you have sales that are based on panic, that's not something you can rely on. That's not something you can build a business on. You know, it's random. It's the equivalent of socialist media. You know, we'll put out videos, and I'll think in my, you know, we're thinking, man, this video is going to have really good, solid information on it. Certainly people will enjoy it. And we'll get 300 views. I'm like, what is going on? And then we'll do something else, and I'll do it just as a lark, you know, thinking, you know, and we'll get, you know, we've had a couple of videos with a million plus views.
Yeah.
But it's completely hit or miss. It's unreliable. You can't plan for it. It don't matter how hard you try. People say, you know, game the algorithm. What if you can't? And that's what we're doing when we you know, cater to panic sales. You can't. I mean, people are like, oh, what's the problem? Just build more stuff and sell more stuff. And it's like, no, it's not. Right. First of all, anybody who says that has no idea how business is run. You know, you've got to hire people. And when your sales all of a sudden go through the roof, you just go and hire people off the street. You go to Home Depot and get a bunch of people to start running ammo machines, you know, or start running lathes or mills or, you know, you can't do that. You know, our normal production is 5,000 units a month, and you want to just double it to 10? What about raw materials? Bill, we have not fixed the supply chain problems that we discovered in 2020.
Right.
We just calmed down and assumed that everything would be okay again. But, you know, when Trump was bringing businesses back from China, that was one of the, and we've screwed that over, and so we're still reliant on foreign imports. We're still reliant on, I mean, how many camper trailers were just sitting idle in huge, you know, multi-acre lots because they couldn't get the wiring or the bulbs or the switching boards from China?
I bought my pickup truck in June of 2021, and that was during the semiconductor shortage. And yep. They had five trucks come in. There was nothing else on the lot but those five trucks. And the reason I bought the one I bought when I bought it was because they didn't know when another truck was coming in.
Yeah. Well, gun makers are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I was talking to a gun manufacturer about 2 years ago, and he said, I never in my life would have thought that I would have to wait for polymer, for raw polymer to injection mold parts. He said, we're waiting on, because we've got guns we can't finish because we're waiting on raw, you know, polymer comes in little pellets that they feed into the injection molders. He goes, right. We're waiting on that. He goes, I never thought that would be a thing in my life. I would have never anticipated that. Things of that nature, little pieces and parts, screws and springs and all this stuff that people are like, well, I don't understand. Just make more. I was like, no, it's not, it doesn't work like that. You know, look at what just happened last week. India announced publicly that they were shutting down 40% of their rice exports. And people in not just Dallas, but all over were running to Costco's and Sam's Clubs and stuff and panic buying. Dear Lord, 3 years after the pandemic, we still have people that feel the need to panic buy. Folks, we've got to stop this.
Well, I mean, you know, the pandemic is that's a real good example, because why did we have a toilet paper shortage?
It made no sense. Because we've got too many people that are running around like spastic mongoloids.
Yeah.
They're consuming Doritos and high fructose corn syrup, and their diet is garbage. Their brains don't function properly. And, you know, like, wow. And we've been talking for years and years and years about, look, don't mortgage your house to be a prepper. But buy a little bit extra all the time, and don't ever be to the point where you would have to desperately go to the grocery store.
Right.
You know?
Well, I mean, what I do.
Yeah.
Like at Costco, you just use Costco. You can buy the Wise emergency food there. I know that I would have read about the Wise emergency food. Right. I've read about how it isn't good, or it has too much sodium or something like that. But in a situation where you don't have any food. Yeah. I've got cases of MREs. I've got other food around. I am working on the water solution. I had the water solution, and now I've got to find another water solution. But, you know,
can I tell you, we came up with a water solution.
What's that?
As long as you can get to a water source.
Okay.
It's called the Wayfarer, and we started at SHOT Show. Well, it's there's two. There's a small unit that you can put in a backpack, and there's another one that's a 5 gallon jerry can. And with the filter system, you can filter 5,000 gallons of clean water before it's changed the filter. I don't have to tell you how much room and space 5,000 gallons of water would take up, and how heavy 5,000 gallons of water is.
Right.
If you could get to a creek, a stream, a whatever, even if your local water supply is interrupted with broken mains and then it comes back on again, you got to boil and all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, I'm not telling people don't have water on hand, but let's face facts. Who's going to store 5,000 gallons of water? That's a lot of water.
Everybody needs a gallon a day.
Yeah, but I would, you know, with this jerry can, and we met these guys at SHOT Show, and we were very impressed. So we put them on our store. We put these Wayfarer water purification things on our store because, you know.
Well, you know.
You got to have water, brother.
You know what is this? I mean, this opens up one thing. You need to prepare for the bad times when the bad times are nowhere apparent and there's no idea. You have nowhere in sight.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff that we're talking about doing, this is the same reason people have fire extinguishers, is the same reason they have spare tires, first aid kits, all these other things. Nobody's prepared for a traumatic injury, a flat tire, a fire, but they prepared in case there is one. Well, food and water is a very big thing to consider, and plus precious metals like brass and lead and, you know,
yeah,
primers.
Copper, stuff like that.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So, I guess my thing would be, stop reacting so hard on this. I mean, Paul sent me the rice thing, and I was looking at this. I was like, I don't even eat rice right now with my diet. I mean, I know a lot of people around the world do, but okay, so the rice is going to be shortage. There's going to be a shortage of rice. Well, that's not going to affect me at all.
Yeah.
Not even a little. But, you know, that's all
beside the point. You got a dog?
I do have a dog.
There's a lot of rice and dog food.
Yeah.
It's either rice or corn or some kind of grain.
Yeah.
So that you can expect the prices of dog food to go up. That kind of stuff.
We'll see how it goes and everything. As long as we keep outsourcing everything, this is always going to be a thing. This is always going to be a thing. So, and there is, I see nobody. Well, Trump was trying to stop it.
He was trying to bring businesses back to America. Yeah. He was trying to reinvigorate the American economy.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is everyone in this country should be angry and extremely angry at their government, Republicans and Democrats, because they've done nothing in 3 years to build us back up to a country that doesn't have to rely on, Indian rice or Russian grain or whatever. We shouldn't have to rely on anybody for anything.
Nope.
And if we are, it's wrong. It's a bad situation.
It is a bad situation. We're running out of time. This has been a fun, fast hour, Mr. Markle. I do appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Check him out at studentofthegun.com. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, if you remember, this has never been about gun control. Never been about gun control. It is always going to be. It always has been. And their intention is to have an exercise, complete control over everything in your life. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.